is come the glorious year, when state betrayers only fear, and Britain's sons and smiles appear, while boundless blessings wait her. For Royal George is on the throne, before the nation's quite undone. And lads, where'er you see a frown, be sure you see a traitor. Not that a smiling aspect can for certain prove an honest man, since those of looks at most command, who wax the vilest part still, did not tell Oxford smooth his face, and laugh as if in all disgrace. Yet believe me, friend, 'tis all grimace to keep the foe in heart still. Nay, with design to play this game, the baffled wretch to Greenwich came, as if out of place, so free from blame. But let no Briton wonder, for fate its orders thus has laid. Whom it destroys, it first makes mad, or a vile blasphemer never had thus faced the rowling thunder. His friends indeed believe the cheat, and fancied still to keep their state, as if a king would make them great, who wished him never able. Or was it satyr-like designed, or intimate the monarch blind, nor wisely knowing foe from friend, like Dr. Bungie's rabble? But he has took away the doubt, for Townsend's in and gambled out, and the whole French party's put to rout by a hand that right dispenses. Nor best in silence let it be, that justice now once more can see, and in conclusion happily, we all may find 5 senses. Now let all honest Britons join, and drink with grateful hearts as mine, to him who formed the great design, and saved us by his merit. But who's this mighty, mighty he? Name Halifax, and I'll agree who favor has found in our deity and been our guardian spirit. A health to all whom of his grace the king has chose to put in place, to save Britannia and her race from dangers that beset her. Those that were winded act so ill, to change for worse required skill. But George has made it harder still, to change these for the better.